fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. So we asked our Battleground community, what do you get in Battleground? Wade, a painter in New Zealand, said, if I was say one thing that came to mind when I read this, it would be a lifeline. It's a place where I'm progressively learning to become a business owner, not just a craftsman. He says, I'm also learning to be a provider, father, husband, a leader, and above all, to see the progressive realization of a worthwhile dream, freedom. Or Chris, an outdoor living and deck contractor in Missouri. He says, you get the tools to change your life. You get taught how to use those tools. All that's left is you actually implementing. Fighters, I want to share a little bit about Battleground. As you heard in the comments from Wade and Chris, this is more than X amount of calls a month, certain topics, blah, blah, blah type coaching group. This is a true community, a tribe where we all have each other's backs. If you're ready to really succeed at higher levels in all areas of your life and business, head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and check out what we have going. We'll see you there.
Hey, what's up, everybody? All right, today is going to be amazing. We're going to talk about the Pet Rock and how Tim had his rise to fame with the Pet Rock. Tim, tell us all about this.
This has nothing to do with a Pet Rock. I've never even had a Pet Rock, that dude. That was like before me, before my time. I knew about him, but no, we're not talking about a Pet Rock. What we're going to talk about, Greg, is something I call when the rock falls. When the rock falls. What that means to me, Greg, There are decisions I need to make in life, and sometimes they're clouded over by other situations, but I put things off, and then pretty soon you have situation on top of situation, a problem on top of problem that have not been confronted. So a lot of times I'll say, well, tomorrow, like anybody would say, tomorrow I'm going to start running on the treadmill, or tomorrow I'm going to have that uncomfortable conversation with my daughter, or my wife, or my son, or my business partner, or whoever it is. But you always say later. Well, when does later happen? When does tomorrow actually happen? And I heard this analogy a long time ago about the rock falling. And what I envision is I'm picking up a rock off the ground and I'm throwing it as far as I can into a field. And when that rock hits the ground, when I hear that thing fall, that's when the change starts. When is that point for you? I mean, I'm taking this an imaginary rock and throwing it. When is enough enough? When is it going to be that moment where you make a decision to eat better or to exercise or to improve your business, or write down a process of steps you need to take in your business? Greg, give me an example of what that would be for you in your life.
Well, I have this thing about wearing women's underwear. So I'm just trying to figure out when it's enough. No, I'm kidding. So Tim, it's like anything. The way I live is I go by doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is the definition of insanity, right? If I'm not getting the results that I need, or want, then I have to review what I've been doing and the plan that I had, and did I even have a plan? And typically, Tim, that's what happens, right? Is I didn't have a plan, so I didn't have expectations. So I don't lose weight, and it keeps going and going and going until I get to a weight I never thought I'd get to, and then I'm like, oh shit, now I got to change it. I'm so far past the point of return that it's going to be that much harder to get there.
Hey, but say when you reach that point, Greg, when you reached, you implemented, you made the changes, you made the change and you're there, you reached the optimum weight, or you made that free throw, or you did something that you strive for. I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind, and it's probably the same for everybody, is like, I wish I had started sooner.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be easy if we could actually envision what we would look like or what life would be like before we made the decision when that rock falls, or when we implement, or when we start something. And we saw that picture, that perfect, we envisioned us. And you could say, well, I envision myself in good shape and muscular and the perfect weight, and going hiking and spending time with my grandkids and doing these crazy things. And we saw that. We could actually see a movie of ourselves. It would make it easier knowing that it would be easy to have that rock fall all the time, make those decisions. So what holds us back? What are the things you think that, that would prevent us from, I don't know, from saying today's that day or now is that moment?
Well, I think a lot of it's change and our willingness to get uncomfortable.
You know what, Greg? I think the number one motivator for that, when you say getting uncomfortable, and to me, it comes with embarrassment.
Yeah.
What happens if I told somebody I'm going to the gym every day for 6 months and I don't do it? I've not only lied to the person I told it to, but I'm also lying to myself. And honestly, Greg, it's embarrassing to say that I've given up or I've only put a half effort in or I was only motivated for one day. But without making the commitment and holding yourself accountable for it, because, I mean, Greg, the only person, when you're alone in that room, the only person there is you and what goes on inside your head. And I really hate to, I mean, I don't want to look at that person in the mirror and feel embarrassed that I lied to myself. So I think that when you're making that decision to do something better, that's going to better you, your life, your business or anything like that, in any way, spiritually or emotionally or monetarily, is you don't want to disappoint yourself. I honestly wish there was a picture of what life would look like after that. Honestly, Greg, anybody that I've known that's implemented something and stood by it and got to see the end result of what they put into it, wish they had started earlier.
Sure. That makes sense. Because you can see the results and you know you're going to get there, right? So is it some of the unknown, you think?
Yeah, the unknown. You know, I think because we get the self-talk and go, what's going on inside our head, we don't see the perfect version of ourselves. When other people could see it, I mean, your wife, and you never underestimate the power of a cheerleader, you know, your wife or your spouse saying, you know, I believe in you. You got this thing. I know you can do this. I know you're going to get what you want. You can get to that weight or feel the way you want to feel or excel at what you're doing. I wish we had their voices in our heads 100% of the time instead of the negative talk saying we can't do something. But Greg, the first step in anything is believing that you can do it, setting a time when it starts, and staying focused on the end result.
Yep, absolutely, Tim. So until next time, guys, this is Greg.
And this is Tim. And until next time, we'll see you later. Until next time. Do us a favor, share this podcast with a fellow contractor, and let them know we are here to win the fight together.